So welcome back, and in this video we're going to be doing something just a little bit different. We're going to do the first demonstration of the course, and we have a willing test subject, my darling wife Karen. Say hi to everyone at home, Karen.
Hello there.
Hello there, there we go. Right, so what we're going to be demonstrating in this video for you is a series of questions that we can ask other people to help establish the root of any problematic beliefs that they have. Now, this is actually very, very simple, believe it or not, and what you're going to find in the additional materials section of this video is the actual list of questions that I'm going to be asking Karen now. So all that I'm really going to ask you to observe right now is how I'm asking Karen the questions, but also how it is that I'm asking Karen to answer. Because when we are coaching other people, we're looking to establish what's true all of the time. And by now we already know that there's this whole other realm, isn't there? People's opinions and feelings and thoughts and beliefs. And when someone starts focusing on all that stuff, it's going to be very, very easy for us to end up getting lost in story. And if we get lost in story, for example, inside of someone else's head, because we don't understand the nature of the story and we weren't there to experience it, it's kind of irrelevant for us in relation to establishing what's true for another person. If that makes sense, if you're still with me. So these questions are designed to pinpoint the exact time and the assumptions and the beliefs that the client went on to develop whenever they went on to develop these beliefs. Now, bear in mind, it's important that we've already established that this person has some sort of negative belief to begin with. For example, they might come to you with problems of insecurity or low self-esteem, or they might be feeling anxious about the future, or they might feel angry or upset or fearful or something like that. And when someone comes to you with some sort of emotionally based problem, we know that emotions are always going to be determined by whether a person is looking back at the past or forward to the future. And this, over time, is also going to help us to determine the nature of where the beliefs come from. Say, for example, someone is anxious or fearful of the future, we know that they've learned to be anxious or fearful of a set outcome or something happening in the future because of a series of outcomes that they've already had at some point in the past. Okay, so people are always naturally projecting forward into the future expectations based upon experiences that they've already had. So every decision that people make is always well informed based upon the best of the information that they already have. So all that the purpose of this set of questions is really to establish is to help this other person gain a much broader perspective of their life than what they perhaps previously had. You with me? Cool. So these are a series of 15 questions that can be used to help people find and establish the limiting beliefs, and also where the limiting beliefs actually began. You know, like me, where my limiting belief began when my dad rolled over and farted, that was the first rejection, where I began to question whether who I was as a person was fundamentally good enough. In similarity to the elephant, when the elephant had that noose around its neck, it began fighting, and it developed a belief about itself that it wasn't strong enough to break free from the peg when it eventually gave up. So there's always going to be indications, and that's kind of what we're looking to source through asking these questions, all right? It's a very practical tool, but it can have such profound results for people in terms of insight and understanding. Now, the best thing about this is that you don't actually have to do anything. All you really need to do is facilitate a conversation. So it's important, one bit of guidance that I offer you here, is that if you do go on to ask other people these questions, it's important that you help them to answer apart from thoughts, opinions, feelings and beliefs, and just say, like, all I really want you to do, Karen, when I'm asking you these questions, is take a few moments to consider the question that I'm asking you, and then answer in just one or two words. So I don't need to understand exactly what it is that you mean by those words, but as long as you understand what you mean by those words, this is the most important element of this questioning process. It's not for us so much to gain the insight and the understanding, it's for us just to be nothing more than really mere conduits. Conduits through which we are offering a platform of unconditional acceptance and space through which our clients can just use us to gain whatever insight they need to find. So, Karen, I'm going to ask you now to think about a problem that you currently have in your life right now. And this is question one, by the way. Question one is, Karen, what's a problem or limitation that's held you back for a while? It might be easier for you to perhaps even close your eyes, so you're not even necessarily focusing on me. Okay. Look inside of your mind's eye, just relax yourself down, and focus on, it might just be a word, a person, a face, a picture that comes to your mind, and once you've got it, just say one or two words that represents what this problem is for you.
Worry.
Worry. Worry. Worry, concern.
Yes.
Okay. So, what is it that you would like to do or have, except something is stopping you from getting it or doing it? Whatever that question means for you. What is it that you would like to be able to do or have or get or establish?
Peace.
Peace. So you want peace. That's a goal, by the way. All right. We've established now in the first two questions what the main problem is. The problem is worry, which is a fear-based emotion. And we've established what the client now wants, which is peace. Now, bear in mind, worry or fear and peace are both internal goals. All right. Now, many people will look to things outside of themselves to fulfill those goals, but we've established that Karen's main problem and her main goal are now living inside of her, internally. They're just emotional states. So, Karen, what is it that's really stopping you from getting what you want? That's question three. What's really stopping you from getting what you want?
Distraction.
Distraction? Good. And this is a problem because...
I focus on it.
Because you focus on it. Good. And you know what you mean by this. Good. And this means what?
I spend time worrying.
You spend time worrying. Now you'll notice what I'm doing here. I'm not adding anything else to the conversation beyond what Karen is offering. So I'm just reflecting back and repeating back exactly what Karen's saying. So for illustration and demonstration purposes here, I'm hoping that Karen is able to feel that I'm actually with her, present, completely available and paying attention to what she's saying. We'll discuss this more in the follow-up video. We'll just carry on with the questions for now. So Karen has expressed a real concern that she has with worrying. So now she spends more time worrying. I'm going to ask her again. And this means...
I feel drained.
You feel drained. And this is a problem. Why?
I don't want to be like that.
You don't want to be like that. Okay. So tell me, this is question six, what must you believe that makes this problem even exist?
That I have to focus on these things that I'm worrying about.
That you have to focus on these things that you're worrying about. Tell me, what is it that you believe about yourself that has made this a problem?
that I need to control these things.
That you need to control these things. So tell me, what is it that you believe about the world that has made this a problem?
I guess that it's not great sometimes and things go wrong.
It's not great sometimes and that things go wrong. Now, could you just tell me or give me an example of what this problem is like? What's this problem an example of?
In terms of the worry?
Yeah. What's this problem an example of?
So worrying about what other people think.
Worrying about what other people think. And tell me, what is this an example of? Or what could be an example of this for you?
Worrying about if I've offended someone or hurt
worrying
someone.
About whether you've offended someone or upset someone.
Yeah.
Would you be worrying about whether you've got it wrong?
Yes.
You would be. Okay. Now tell me, when was it in life that you decided that getting it wrong or offending people was a bad thing? When did you decide? Roughly.
Of when I was quite young, about 6 or 7.
About 6 or 7 years old. So we've gone right back to the past. And at what point in your life did you buy into this concept? What point did you really buy into this concept that it was bad to offend people and get it wrong?
I think around about the time when my dad passed away.
When your dad passed away. So when your dad passed away, you bought into the concept that it wasn't okay to offend people or get it wrong. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
That's accurate for you. So now we're really starting to establish Karen's core limiting beliefs on the deepest level. So just stay with me here, Karen. Now tell me, what decision did you make at some point in your life that caused this problem that you have to even be born? What decision did you make?
I remember making the decision to, at that point when I lost my dad, to get it right by keeping it all together.
So you made a decision around about the time of you losing your dad to keep it all together.
Yeah.
Did you feel back then that keeping it together would be getting it right for other people?
Yeah.
So that was what you grew to believe back then at that point of your life when you were much younger.
Yeah.
And has that actually become the main problem for you today that's holding you back from really getting the things that you really want, which is peace?
It is. That's the things I worry about.
That's the things you worry about. So this belief that you've developed has actually become the noose around your neck that's holding you back and preventing you from getting what you want. Is that true for you?
Yeah.
It is true for you. Good. So tell me, this problem, this worry, what does this problem mean to you?
It feels like a noose.
It feels like a noose.
Yeah.
Now tell me, what will your life be like when you no longer have this problem?
A greater degree of freedom and peace.
A greater degree of freedom and peace. So if we were to imagine right now, you actually having this, what would that give you?
Confidence
and peace, which is what you actually want anyway.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you very much, Karen. You can open your eyes. Right. So, in a roundabout way, we asked a series of 15 questions here, all right, to help Karen establish what it is that she fundamentally believes, and this belief actually acting as the main noose around her neck that's preventing her from getting what she wants. So this is the demonstration. Me and Karen are going to have a few minutes of conversation offline before jumping back in front of the camera and then deconstructing this demonstration. I hope you found this interesting. Look forward to seeing you again in the next clip.